In 2009, Dale Newman was defiant as he testified in his own defense for the death of his 11-year-old daughter, Madeline Kara.
God, we're so blind!
Yesterday, testifying by telephone, it was a different Dale Newman, soft-spoken and contrite, asking that he and his wife, Lalani, not be sent to jail.
As far as Madeline Kara, she's always in my sight as far as picture, remembrance, and memories, and all the things that... We get together.
The Newman's attorney, Byron Lickstein, asked that the couple's sentence be modified, saying they had suffered enough after losing their daughter and their reputation.
What exactly would be the purpose at this point of a jail sentence?
But prosecutor Lance Leonard argued that the Newmans needed to go to jail because of their role in allowing their daughter to die.
Madeline Kara Newman went from a vibrant 11-year-old to an individual that was trapped in a body that was slowly dying. She was unable to drink, eat, talk, walk, or even cry out for help.
And Leonard quoted Judge Vincent Howard, now retired, at the Newman sentencing.
You made Kara a martyr for your faith.
Madeline Kara Newman died from treatable diabetes. Dale and Lalani prayed for her after she slipped into a coma, believing that faith and not modern medicine would save her. Their convictions were upheld by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court turned them down. Yesterday, Marathon County Judge Greg Huber upheld their original sentence, 6 months in jail, 1 month every year for the next 6 years. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.